Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. NBC and Arid Cream Deodorant present Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment.
This is Ted Williams. Right now, naturally, I'm thinking mainly about the new baseball season. Not that I've forgotten Korea. No one who was there could. And terrible as it was, I'd like to talk to you about another enemy. One that killed 25 times as many Americans as Korea did. And in the same time. I mean cancer. I think it's man's cruelest enemy. Let's look at the averages. The American Cancer Society says it's going to strike more than 30 million Americans now living. Actually, it's batting 750 against us, killing 3 out of every 4 it strikes. Well, we just can't sit back and take it. We've got to strike back. We've all got to do it. Give to support the research, education, and service programs of the American Cancer Society. This fight against cancer is a matter of life and death. Give generously. Mail your contributions now to cancer, care of your local post office. We must all give to conquer cancer.
A group of youngsters from the fourth grade nature study class are going on a hike through the woods today under the leadership of a well-known Wistful Vista woodsman. Here's the woodsman's wife calling to him now.
Come on, McGee, you better hurry.
I'm coming.
The bus will be here with the children any minute. They were due at 9:30.
Okay, I'm ready. Hope we got everything we need. Gloves, lunch, first aid kit.
We've got everything. I just hope we can manage those children all right. This is a pretty big responsibility.
Don't you worry, I'll handle them kids. All you got to use is a little child psychology. All you got to keep is calm. With kids, you merely... Uh-oh, there they are now. Where's my gloves? Where's my hat?
In your pocket and on your head.
Oh, where's the lunch? Did you pack the lunch?
3 boxes full. I've got it right here.
I hope there's enough. Just 3 boxes of lunch?
If we run out, I'll borrow you a sandwich from one of the kids.
Now, we're coming, driver. Keep your fenders on.
Put on your jacket. I've got the lunch. Come on, let's go.
Okay. From arm and tears, she had no worries, she had no tears.
Thank you,
Barley. Ah, that was good.
Yeah, you did that swell, kid.
Oh, that ain't the way my Uncle Herman sings it. He always...
Oh, look at those pretty little buds bursting out on the trees out there. Aren't they cute?
Look, kid.
Yeah, look at them. There's the woods up ahead there, driver. You can pull in anywhere along here.
Okay, Mr. McGee. Oh, boy, you're going to have your hands full today.
Oh, we'll all have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll all have a lot of fun. Is where we get out of the bus. This is the woods.
Give that man a Corona. He found the woods.
Don't be a smart aleck, Willie, too.
Oh, shut up, Willie.
Yeah.
Just be quiet.
Oh, I just thought it was Dad.
You'll have to excuse Willie, Mr. McGee.
Huh?
He shows definite delinquent tendencies.
Oh. Oh. All right, now out of the bus, everybody. Come on. Don't you worry.
Don't worry, Miss McGee.
You
can handle
him.
Quit pushing, baby.
I'll just keep the bus here and sleep till you get back, Mr. McGee. Oh, boy, I wouldn't have your job.
All it takes for kids is a little patience and understanding. Hey, Willie, stop that.
Patience and understanding.
Yep. Style psychology. You got to make them think you're one of them, you see. You got to meet them on their own level. Hand me that water pistol out of the pack sack there, Molly.
Water pistol?
Careful with it now. It's loaded. Thanks. Willie Toops.
Yeah?
You gonna let go of Susie's pigtails and behave yourself?
Oh, I don't have to.
Okay, take that.
Oh, what are you doing?
All right, now.
Willie, that's great,
Now, do we understand each other? Okay, let's hit the trail. Come on, kids. Off we go into the wild woods yonder.
Oh, that child psychology is wonderful.
Come on, let's go!
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
May I tell you about a new cream deodorant that actually vanishes when you rub it on your skin? You rub it in, you rub odor out. You rub it in, you rub perspiration out. It's the new Allied with non-staining chlorophyll. Just try this amazing test. Take an onion, slice it open, and rub it on the back of your hand. Now take Allied with chlorophyll and rub into the same spot. When the light green color vanishes, all odor is gone. And that's exactly what happens to perspiration odor and perspiration, too, when you use Allied with chlorophyll daily. No other deodorant can give you Allied's exclusive rubbed-in protection. Allied has a vanishing cream texture which gives you 1.5 times the protection of any leading deodorant. Safe for normal skin and fabrics, non-staining, washable. Don't be half-safe. Be completely safe. Rub in Allied with chlorophyll to be sure. Only 43 cents plus tax.
Ought to know how to tell birds. Don't any of you kids know what that bird is?
Hey, what kind of bird is it? I don't know.
Well, as long as none of you know, I'll tell you. That's a condor.
Oh, boy.
That's called a condor.
I beg your pardon, Mr. McGee, but according to my Audubon book, the condor is not native to this region.
It's a condor, Ronald. Mr. McGee said so.
I just like to disagree with one of my elders, Teeny. But the condor lives in high mountainous areas. And this is not high.
Ain't that a condor, kids? Ronald says it ain't a condor. Ain't that a condor?
Yeah,
you and your education, Ronald.
Well, I still maintain it is not a condor because...
Well, just keep your eyes open and ask questions, kids. That's how you learn about the woods. Anything you want to know, just ask the old woodsman.
Mr. McGee can only answer one question at a time.
Yeah, you asked about a wolf, kid. Now listen carefully, and I'll imitate the call of the timber wolf. It sounds like this. Ow!
Oh! Gee, that's another eye.
Now, that was the male, or the buck wolf. And the...
Oh, gee, you hear that? What was that? What was that, McGee?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know. It sounded like an echo, but...
Well, it's a busy echo. You don't think that...
Well, gee whiz, I don't think there's any wolves, but... Well, get behind the trees, kids. Up a tree. Willie, too.
Yeah, I met with you all the time, Willie, too.
Thinks he's a big wolf. Some wolf.
Yeah.
Molly, hand me my axe.
Your axe? You're not going to...
Oh, don't worry. Although, I'll admit it's a temptation. All right, now, kids. I'm going to show you how to blaze a trail. Anytime you're in the woods and you don't want to get lost, you just take your scout act, you see, and you notch your tree, and then... Now you know how to blaze a trail, how to recognize animal tracks, and how to build a campfire, and how to hunt and fish with a wooden spear if you ever get lost without equipment.
My goodness, that was quite a lecture, dearie. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks. It's a good thing them kids didn't ask any more questions.
What do you mean?
That was all I had wrote on the cuffs of my sleeve.
Oh? I was wondering why you insisted on wearing a white shirt on a hike. And with French cuffs yet.
Yeah, I couldn't remember all those details. This way I... See, that's right. It's lunchtime, isn't it?
Yes, and we'd better be starting back soon. It's starting to cloud up a little. What are you doing?
Wetting my finger. You can tell from the direction the wind is blowing whether it's going to rain or not. Nope. No rain today. That's the old duck hunter's test, Molly.
Well, you better have a talk with that old duck you go hunting with, because... Oh, my goodness, it's starting already.
He's starting!
Yeah, that's what I was just telling Mrs. McGee. Well, we better get out of here before it starts raining because I can always smell it in the air when it's going to rain.
Heavenly days. Come on, children, line up.
You go ahead, Molly. You follow the trail back to the bus and I'll catch up with you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to check this campfire. Safety first, you know. Make sure the embers are all out before I leave.
In this campfire? It's already drowned. Look at it. You don't have to worry about the fire.
No, it always pays to make sure. I'm going to shovel the water off the top of it and take a good look. You go on. I'll catch up with you later.
All right. Come on, kids. Double time back to the bus. Up, two, three, four. Up, two, three, four. Up, two, three, four. Goodness, what an exciting afternoon.
Yeah, we just made it back.
Clothes. I'm glad you all had a good time.
Oh, it was swell. And I'm glad Mr. McGee took us instead of our nature study teacher. He sure is a smart woodsman, Mr. McGee is.
Yeah, Mr. McGee can do anything.
I must admit, he's very well versed in woodcraft.
He's the smartest man in the world, I bet you. He knows everything. Don't you, Mr. McGee?
Dearie, Jeannie's talking. McGee, where are you? Oh, driver! Driver, stop the bus! We forgot all about Mr. McGee. Yeah, he's still back there in the woods putting out that campfire.
Oh, don't worry about him, Mrs. McGee.
Yeah, he's a genuine woodsman. I'll bet you by now he already made a spear out of a stick and caught himself some fish and built himself another fire by rubbing two sticks together.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Hello there, this is James Stewart. I'd like to take a minute of your time, if I may, to remind you about our weekly program series, The Six Shooter. It's now on Thursday evenings over many of these same NBC stations. You know, The Six Shooter is a kind of a different type Western program. I think maybe you'd like it. As Britt Ponsett, I'm a sort of an easygoing cowpoke. Just a sort of a cowpoke. No, now, don't get me wrong. You'll hear gunplay now and then, and some action, too, on the six-shooter. Even a little fun sometimes. And we like to think of our program as the kind that will please every one of you. And from your letters, well, they've been all very nice. So if you haven't already been listening, why don't you check your local paper for the time the six-shooter is heard in your part of the country? And we sure would like to have you in our audience every week.
Found that nice dry cave to sit in while you and those kids were running around the woods looking for me, I'd have been as wet as you are. Boy, you're soaked.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Arab Cream Deodorant have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Dawes Butler as the bus driver and Davy, Richard Beals as Willie Toop, Peter Votrian as Ronald, and Patricia Iannone as Susie. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Here, Jim Fleming with the heart of the news, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.